BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 5 through 7, boundaries. Apostle Paul is going out of his way again and again not to go beyond a line where he would actually be boasting. He approaches the line from many directions, yet he does not go beyond it. I tire of counting the number of attempts Paul takes in making his point without crossing that line. Humility and self-control within wisdom is the mark of a man who has a sincere and frank fear of the Lord. The only person who excels beyond Paul's capacity was Jesus Christ, who, without limit, responded to continual attempts against his person, his personality, and his ministry, and even his disciples with grace and truth. Verses 5 and 6 appear to be a hidden claim that Paul is the man who was brought to paradise, whereas in verse 7, Paul makes it very clear that he is indeed the man. Verse 7 is also clear that the fear of the Lord's discipline was real for Paul, for he was given a, quote, thorn in the flesh to keep him from conceit. So, Paul was very careful with his words, talking in the third person for most of this letter, while at the same time keeping the desire to help the Corinthian congregation to stop listening to pseudo-Christians who boasted all the time. The Lord has done many amazing things in my life. I have shared some of them with others when asked to share my life testimony. That is, what has happened in my life? How am I here? How do I believe in Jesus? And questions like that. I am not comfortable revealing some of the things because of how people responded in the past. Also, following the example of humility set by Christ, I do not want to draw attention to myself, but to Jesus' exceeding grace and compassion to me and my life. I seek the Lord's wisdom not to go beyond limits that establish that I am not the focus, but instead Christ Jesus is, his exceeding grace to me.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.